USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump and U.S. officials were intent on fighting corruption in Ukraine and says that's reflected in the president's July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president. That issue has become fuel for an impeachment investigation.
We're very focused on creating space that we could ultimately deliver a good relationship with this new government. That was my guidance all along, the guidance that I took on board as we were thinking about all the various components of that relationship.
The president is now tweeting his displeasure about Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney, who's been critical of his invitation to have other countries investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president tweets, "Mitt Romney never knew how to win. He's a pompous ass who's been fighting me from the beginning." This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has had a big shakeup in her campaign team. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign has fired its national organizing director, Rich McDaniel, after an investigation into allegations of what it called inappropriate behavior. Over the past 2 weeks, senior campaign leadership received multiple complaints regarding inappropriate behavior by Rich McDaniel, according to campaign spokeswoman Kristen Orman. Over the same period, the campaign retained outside counsel to conduct an investigation. Based on those results, the campaign determined that his reported conduct was inconsistent with its values and he could not be part of the campaign moving forward. A person familiar with the investigation said there were no reports of sexual assault but could not comment further.
Security forces opened fire at hundreds of anti-government protesters in central Baghdad. 17 protesters were killed, dozens more were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A cable news network is not airing one of the president's campaign ads. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
The president may approve of it, but CNN does not. Deciding not to accept the ad for President Trump's re-election campaign, the 30-second spot's entitled Biden Corruption, and it attacks the network's talent, including Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, and Jim Acosta, who are pictured on the screen as the announcer says,
"The Democrats want to impeach him, and their media lapdogs fall in line."
CNN says in a statement, the commercial fails to meet its advertising standards and adds, in addition to disparaging CNN and its journalists, it makes assertions that have been proven demonstrably false by various news outlets, including CNN.
Elmo is getting his own talk show. Sesame Workshop is developing a talk show starring the squeaky voice puppet called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Production begins next month, but it's not clear yet when the program will air. It's part of a deal between HBO Max and the Sesame Workshop. The centerpiece of the deal is 5 new seasons of Sesame Street that begin next year. They'll air first on the pay cable network and then be made available for free through PBS. 2 new animated series are also part of the deal, along with making more Sesame Street products available on demand, including classic episodes from the past 50 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.